Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schefter and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about ovarian cancer, some of the facts and symptoms associated with the disease. Not a happy topic, Lee.
No, I think my wife's grandmother died of this.
Yes, ovarian cancer is a disease which cancerous cells grow in the tissues of the ovary. We know that the ovary is the reproductive organ, which is about the size of an almond, located in the woman's lower abdominal region. And the ovaries make estrogen and progesterone. They also make the eggs. Not the eggs that you like to eat. Not those.
No.
And ovarian cancer, it's staged depending upon how far the cancer is spread, and it's graded depending upon how the tissue appears under the microscope. And obviously, the higher the grade, the more likely it is that the cancer will spread. Some of the symptoms to look out for is a change in feeling swollen or bloated in the abdomen, increased girth. Some women notice that their pants or their skirts are getting tight around the waist, you know, without increased eating. You know, we're not talking about this is not a dietary thing. The bloating is a sign that fluid is building up in the abdominal cavity, which is later stage of the disease. Persistent pressure or pain in the abdomen or pelvis, difficulty eating, feeling full, a change in bowel habits, and onset of constipation, unexplained vaginal bleeding, all things associated with the symptoms associated with ovarian cancer. The key is to get checked regularly. Make sure you go to your OBGYN for regular checkups so that they can monitor you to, if you do, in fact, do have ovarian cancer. Definitely want to catch it earlier rather than later.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.